Hello, strong babes, and welcome to the Empowered She podcast. My name is Marie, and I'm your friendly neighborhood fitness coach and life hype woman. Guys, I started this podcast as a tool for you to build mental resilience and adapt a powerful AF mindset, because I truly believe that you can do anything you want. You can truly achieve all your goals and dreams the day you start taking total control of your life. So master your mindset and manifest your dreams right here with me. Let's go. Happy Monday, my loves, and welcome to another podcast episode of The Empowered She. Gosh, I have learned so much in the last year, and I want to keep sharing these with you as I keep realizing that the things that I've learned and applied in my life have helped not only me, they've helped my clients as well. They've helped them unlock a potential, a skill, a mindset that they didn't know they had. You know, my clients are constantly breaking through barriers of what they thought they could achieve or what they thought they couldn't achieve. And today I want to show you that you too can completely change the way you think. So my topic today is complainers versus changers. I feel like there are definitely two types of people in the world. One is someone who complains, and one is someone who accepts their situation no matter what happens to them and they deal with it. And not to say that you can't complain. 100%, I complain about things. But my next question to myself after I complain is, Marie, what are you going to do about it? Complaining is a result of an emotion that we feel that stems from a thought that we have. And you can always feel the feels. Like, you're a human being. It's not that you're going to be positive all the time. I think positivity is not feeling happy all the time. It's acknowledging that, yep, you're in this current situation and there will be a better day if you choose to. So the idea today is to show you, to give you an insight on how you can begin to create the change you seek in your life. How, when you apply the sole responsibility and control and accountability on the actions you take in your day-to-day, that you can go from a complainer to a limitless changer. So the underlying foundation for this change is something I've spoken about before in previous podcasts, and it is the inner locus of control versus the external locus of control. So in layman's terms, the locus of control means where something is located. For example, an outer locus of control is when the external controls you. You say things like, why does this happen to me all the time? I'm just so sick of being dealt the wrong hand. So many people are luckier than me, and I will never be like them. Why does she have that body and I don't? I will never be good enough like those around me. It's that victim mentality when you feel like you don't have control of your life. I want to flip the coin and talk about the inner locus of control. So this is where your outside world is controlled by your inner. The things you say when you have an inner locus of control sounds like, I really don't like that this has happened to me, but I know that there's something I can do about it. I have control of my future. I have control of my actions. And I can make today, tomorrow, the future, a better day. So when you have an inner locus of control, you are introduced to possibility and experiences that you never thought possible. I say this because I've experienced this myself. I've spoken about my story, my journey of quitting the corporate life, becoming a PT, and then all of a sudden when COVID hit, I lost my job. I didn't have my job anymore. I felt so lost, and I could have let COVID get to me. I really could have. And for a small amount of time, I did feel really helpless. I really was in that external locus of control where I was like, God, when does this end? Like, why was I dealt a really bad card or a really bad hand? you know, I quit my job for this. I risked a lot for this. And all of a sudden I don't have a job. Why me? Or, you know, screw COVID, which I'm sure is a mindset a lot of people have. And it has been a really challenging time for a lot of people. It's not to say that it hasn't been challenging. It's to say that I know that coming out of COVID or any challenge or adversity you have in your life, you can come out the victor. You can come out stronger. And that's by having an inner locus of control. So when you have an inner locus of control, a whole new world keeps opening up, often to your surprise, because all of a sudden, no matter what the world throws at you, no matter what the universe gives you, you take it and you make your life better with it. You know, usually at a deep level, regardless of what happens to us, I think at a very deep level that we know that we can do something about it, but sometimes we choose to succumb into the victim mentality. So how do you get that inner locus of control? The first piece is self-awareness. You got to be aware of the daily dialogue that you tell yourself, okay? This can be with anything, with career, with your health and fitness, with your relationships. There's always something that you can actually do despite the outcome. So be really self-aware. So when you catch yourself saying things like, oh, I can't work out, I'm too busy. There's too much work. Is there really too much work? Or is it that you choose not to make time for it? You know, how much time are you spending on social media? How much time do you spend sitting at home watching Netflix? Perhaps some of that time could be used for working out. So anytime you make an excuse, I want you to catch yourself. Was that a legitimate excuse? Like I literally couldn't? Or is it something that you're saying because you don't want to do something that you know you need to do? So be self-aware. It's like a live feedback loop. So anytime from now on you have an excuse, catch yourself and ask yourself, is this legitimate? Number two, know that you have control of the situation. So for example, with me, I remember sitting in my room and I was like, well, what the hell? Do I just go back to the corporate life or is there actually something I can do to still make health and fitness my dream career? And I know there is something. A lot of people have been successful despite adversity and often the strongest people are. I use Oprah Winfrey as an example all the time because she went through a great deal of adversity in her life. Yet she knew she had a voice she can use to tell stories and to inspire others. And if not for her grit and her locus of control and knowing that she can control her destiny and her future, there would be no famous Oprah Winfrey who impacted the lives of so many people. And again, I'll use myself as an example. I turned 2020 the greatest global challenge since the post-war generation into my best year yet. The turn of events in 2020 forced myself, like millions of others, to dig deep, to adapt, and to believe in possibility within the greatest adversity I have ever experienced, now more than ever. And what I discovered was not some secret formula. It's literally what I'm telling you right now. The inner locus of control is a tool that anyone from any walk of life can use to change their life for the better. And this tool can be learned, like I said, by any demographic, age, religion, gender, you know, from a university student to a young tech founder in the Silicon Valley to someone who just is finding themselves stuck. You know, this tool can really move you from becoming a serial complainer to becoming a limitless changer. So I encourage you, develop that live feedback loop with yourself. Catch yourself. You know, feel the feels because you're a human being. But I also want you to think about what can you do about it? Because I know you are capable of changing your life no matter what your circumstance is. Number two, practice using the tool of that inner locus of control, knowing that you have the power to change your belief, your feelings, and your action to create the outcome that you want, no matter what situation you're in. My friends, this is such a powerful tool in my life, truly. To this day, I wake up and I go, did I really do that? Did I really accomplish what I had in the last few months? Despite everything that's happened in my life that at that time felt like the worst thing ever. But I knew that adversity was something I needed to grow. You know, you forge things through fire. And for me, I was forged through adversity and I succeeded in what I wanted to do because of that inner locus of control. Like I said, whether it be a health and fitness goal, whether it be a career goal, whether it be a passion you really wanted to pursue, something you really wanted to do, a hobby you really wanted to start, you can 100% start it. And you can 100% succeed if you just practice this tool every single day. And that's it, guys. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you got so much value out of it that you're able to apply in your daily lives so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you like this, please make sure to subscribe and share on your social media platforms. I would truly appreciate it if more people had the chance to know that they can do what they want to achieve if they just master their mindset. Now, I also send a lot of strong babes, strong words weekly to help start their week on a positive and purpose-driven mindset. So if this is you, if you want that guidance and support from me, send me a message at Marie Angel Fit on Instagram, and I'll happily add you to my Strong Words mailing list. Now, before I go, I hope you guys have a wonderful day and do something today that will leave the world a better place. Remember to be kind to yourselves, the planet, and to each other. Till next time, strong babe. Bye.